95.7 The Rock at Lafayette's Classic Rock. Hi there, it's Rob Creighton, and this is our monthly feature. It's called Drive Home with the Mayor. Mayor Tony's taking a month off. Well, he's not taking a month off. He's busy doing a lot of the city business. He asked Police Chief Don Roush to stop by today. Don, welcome to Drive Home with the Mayor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Glad you could stop on in. And we have the 4th of July holiday coming up, and I assume that's probably a pretty busy time for the police department.
Well, it gets busy, and each year we kind of have the same questions asked. And I thought I appreciate you folks having us in today, be able to talk about some of those things and bring some information back out to the folks.
What do a lot of people ask around the 4th of July?
Well, obviously the two big issues are fireworks, when they can use fireworks, what kind of fireworks they can use. And usually second piece is alcohol consumption during that time. And some of what we talk about on the fireworks piece, you know, we do have an ordinance and some of the references that folks can look for. If you just Google in the city, www.lafayette.in.gov, and search engine fireworks, it'll put out the time for you and it'll show you the local ordinance and what fireworks you can use and those kinds of things. Some of the time frames that we're talking about between June 29th and July 9th, 5 p.m. in the evening to 2 hours after sunset, folks are allowed to use fireworks.
And so that's probably about till midnight.
Yeah.
Roundabout, because the sun's down about 10, 940, somewhere in there.
Well, yeah, with this new time thing, you know, we seem to have sunlight clear up to 10 o'clock. So, yeah, about midnight usually. And people, we ask people to be reasonable with it. And the fireworks styles themselves, you know, you can have things that make light displays and smaller things like firecrackers that are, you know, under 50 milligrams of stuff, powder or something in them. But what that is a small firecracker. And some of these big ones, you have the M80s, the things that shoot into the sky. I mean, 100 feet to shoot off. Those are deemed illegal. So for the common sense piece of it is that if it's on the ground, shows a display and does not have too much powder in it, it's probably going to be fine. But that, like I said, there's a list when you click on our website and enter fireworks. It talks about the different kinds of fireworks you can use. And the list is pretty long, so obviously we can't cover them all here. But but there are references to do that, and the time frames are, like I said, 5 p.m. to about midnight. And from that stretch of June 29th to July 9th. So
very cool. Also, drinking is one of the problems. A lot of people go out and party and stuff over the 4th of July. And what should people be aware of with that?
Well, you know, like all holidays, not all holidays, but holidays like the 4th of July, people do consume alcohol and they do drink. From the police department standpoint, we know that's going to happen, but we ask people to be reasonable about it. We ask people, if you have children, obviously be reasonable about it. Think about the safety end of it. We don't want people to get hurt or killed due to alcohol consumption. And from the police department standpoint, you know, we'll enforce those laws and those rules pretty stringently. So, we ask for your help. And we ask folks to cooperate with us.
And will you have more police out over the holiday weekend?
We do. We have, because we work on a 12-hour shift, we have a pretty good number of officers anyway. And traffic side of the house, some enforcement grant stuff that comes along from the state will hire police officers to do additional work. So, yeah, there will be more officers around.
Very cool. Any other thing someone should know for safe partying over the 4th of July?
No, we just be reasonable. You know, I think we all know what reasonable is. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning and the time's past 3 o'clock, we'll get calls. And, you know, we have enforcement tools from fines to confiscating people's fireworks and those kinds of things. We don't prefer to have to do that. But we just ask for people's cooperation and enjoy the holiday.
Very cool. And I would say just be respectful of the police officers out there as well. They got a tough job and they probably meet a lot of people in not so great circumstances. Would be anything from as small as a traffic ticket or an accident to something where someone's done something where they're not going to have a happy outcome that evening.
Well, they do, and I give my partners a lot of credit because I tell you, as much as Lafayette's grown in the past 5-6 years, my partners do a wonderful job, and I'm real proud to serve with them. So, they're good folks, and they're reasonable folks too.
Don Roush, the police chief here in Lafayette, thank you for stopping by. It's 95.7 The Rocket.